You may know I'm a bit dramatic, but if you don't know, I'm a little dramatic. Hi friends, welcome back to my channel. I'm so excited to talk to you guys today. I just want to thank you guys so much for your support for the last few weeks. You have no idea how long I've been dreaming of building this podcast, and I finally freaking did it because the idea finally came to life, and I just want to thank you guys so much for your support. I love you guys more than anything in the world. You have no idea how much this freaking means to me. But today, I just want to jump straight into the episode because I don't really want to air out my business before I get into the episode because I know myself, I'm a yapper. I'll start yapping about the topics in the beginning and confuse the living crap out of myself. So let's just get straight into this because the brain don't brain all the time. This is so important, and I wish that I had this information when I was going through these things, so please take it from me, and if you don't, come back to this episode when you're ready to take it from me. If you're completely new here, I have borderline personality disorder, and what that is the instabilities of moods, behaviors, and relationships. I have struggled with my emotions my entire life. There was not a time in my life where I didn't struggle with my emotions in like a big and dramatic way. It's just always been like that for me. Before and after my BPD diagnosis, like the diagnosis did not fix my BPD problems. I've always been super emotional, and it has caused so much damage to my life. Some people can have emotions and go on with their day and it not disrupt their entire lives. But me personally, I feel emotions to the extreme. If I get sad about something that just happened to me today, I get sad like I lost a freaking person, like they're literally not on this earth anymore. And if I'm a little angry, a little upset about something that happened, like maybe, like let's say, oh, I have a good example. When I was editing last week, my podcast episode, I edited for 5 hours straight and it was completely deleted. I started screaming and crying at the top of my lungs. Okay, I know what you're thinking. Why would I take advice from her? Because she was screaming and crying last week. But hear me out. Because I got big emotions. You should take it from someone like you. Because I really have managed it for a long time. I have been managing it. We just have slips here and there. But when I get angry, I get really, really angry. And like, when I get happy, I get really, really happy. Every emotion that I feel super intensely. Sometimes when I'm feeling emotion, I don't even know how to explain it or know what I'm feeling. I just know that I'm feeling this big old thing that's really, really big and it's disrupting my whole life and I don't know what to do and I don't know who to talk to because everyone's just like, yeah, you just have to move on and keep going. But I feel like I can't because my emotions are too big. They're just so big. And they're too big. And there's so many people out there like that. It's just not talked about enough. Some people find their emotions embarrassing. And I don't know why, because we all have them. Even the people that don't talk about them, they have them. They have the same exact feelings. It might not be as big, or they might not feel it in the way that you feel it. But we all have the same emotions. We're all human. Why are people weirded out by emotions? Why? We're all going through the same thing in a different font, so like, why not come together and talk about these things, you know? But I wanted to give you some tips and tricks that have helped me heal my emotional self. So take it from me, because I deal with emotions, and I talk about it. I'm willing to talk about it instead of just rejecting them, forgetting them until they blow up in my face, which a lot of people do. Because at some point in your life, you're going to go through a rut. You're going to go through something, and you're going to be like, what the frick is this? How do I manage? There's going to be some point in your life where you are going to have to heal yourself emotionally. Because either you've been running from your emotions, you have been avoiding your emotions, you have been, it doesn't matter. There's going to be a certain point where you are going to have to heal yourself emotionally. Maybe I'm projecting my own bullcrap onto you, but I don't know. I really haven't met a person that has not had to heal themselves in some degree emotionally, and I just want to give you some tips and tricks to help you with that. So if you want to change for the better, if you're ever in a rut, or even if you're just like doing fine, you just feel stuck and stagnant and don't know what's going on, this advice might be for you. And that takes me to my first topic. The first thing you need to do when you're trying to emotionally heal yourself is to recognize what you are going through. You can't change something if you have been running from something. If you're not acknowledging and allowing yourself to feel certain emotions, you're not going to be able to change it because you haven't gotten through it. Like, you think you may be sad, but if you're doing everything to avoid being sad and sitting in your sad, you're not really recognizing it or allowing yourself to feel those things. And that is the very first step. It's not fun. It's not pretty. I never said emotional healing is pretty, but you need to feel those feelings. You need to recognize what you are going through so that way you can get through it. Because if you don't recognize it, how are you going to get through something that doesn't even exist? You got to recognize it. You got to bring awareness to it. You have to see it for what it is. You might be screaming and crying and doing all these things, but you need to let your body feel those things instead of running from it or trying to tell yourself that nothing is happening. Or maybe even like using substance to avoid the thought processes. I don't know what it is, but you need to sit with yourself and recognize it. This is all tough love. I love you guys, okay? I just want you to know this is tough love. Because I've been there. Because I thought that I was feeling all my emotions for years and years and years. And then come to find out when I went to therapy, your girl didn't even know how to name what emotion was which. I wasn't recognizing the emotion. I was just like, feeling the feelings and I just want out. So I'm going to run and go, you know, drink or go do this thing or go do that thing. And till it catches up to me again. And then we're back at square one. You have to recognize what you're going through, and it is completely okay. It is okay to scream and cry sometimes. It's okay to scream at the top of your lungs in your car or in your house when no one's home. I recommend when no one's home, because you probably shouldn't be screaming bloody murder while people are around, because they're going to be like, what is wrong with you? They might not. They might be accepting, and we love that. But I don't recommend screaming at the top of your lungs when people are there. They might think something's wrong and worse, but really you're just feeling your feelings, because you're going to allow yourself to feel your feelings. You want to recognize what emotion that you're feeling and what you are going through. You have to recognize it. If you're not recognizing the bigger picture, you're not going to be able to get through it. And it isn't fun. It doesn't feel good, but it has to happen in order for you to get better. Because again, if you're not allowing yourself to feel those things or go through those things, you didn't go through it. You're not going to get through it because you didn't go through it. It's gonna change. You're doing the same shit every day, expecting a different outcome. Insanity. Insanity. You gotta face it, and it sucks. You actually gotta sit in it and kind of dissect it a bit. And we're taking this step by step. It's a slow, kind of long process, but it's so worth it. I promise you. What is like 1 year to the rest of your life? Would you rather be miserable the rest of your life because you don't want to go through the 1 year of hard and do the work? No, you don't want to do that. At least personally, I don't want to live a hard life for the rest of my life. I've struggled enough. I don't want to keep doing that. No, thank you. No, thank you. So the second thing is definitely accepting yourself. You have to accept yourself. Those things did happen, and that is okay. So many people go through so many things and do very bad things, and we're humans. But you have to accept yourself for who you are and what you are and what you are feeling and be okay with it. Because it is okay. Because again, we are all human. And some people's nothing is some person's everything, and some person's everything is some person's nothing. So it's just accept yourself for what you are, because we're all complex. So what makes you different from the next person? Nothing. You're allowed to accept yourself for how you feel your emotions, for how you've reacted in the past, because I'm sure there's some validity to it, and you might want to change it, but I'm sure there's some validity to it. But you have to accept yourself for who you are and what you are. You can't resist yourself and expect change, and you can't hate on yourself and expect change. This is how I imagined myself when I was going through my little healing journey. I'm still in my healing journey, but this is how I imagine myself. I imagined myself as a child. If I'm screaming and telling a child, I hate you, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't be that way, why would that child come up to me and be like, I love you now, you're right, yay, hug, what the f*** are you talking about? No. You gotta treat yourself like you are a small child. You cannot hate yourself and berating yourself into change. You have to accept the child for what it is and then give it tools to help it. You know what I'm saying? So treat yourself the same way. Accept yourself for what you are, what you've been through, the things that you've done. It is okay. We're all human. We're just learning. It's our first time on this earth. Accept yourself. Don't berate yourself. Do not hate on yourself. Don't do the negative self-talk. Because again, if you were doing that to a small child, yes, you might punish them into learning a different behavior, but they're not going to love you for that. They're not. They're going to hate you for that and still have the problem that they still had in the beginning. They are just scared of punishment now. Don't do that to yourself. It really works like that on a psychologically. It works like that in psychology. For some reason, the words were not working. Stop being mean to yourself. Stop being mean to yourself. Stop being mean to yourself. Scientifically proven, it's not going to work. You cannot hate yourself into loving yourself or into change. I mean, you can change, but it's not going to last long because, again, the problem is still there. You're just scared of the consequences. So just be okay with yourself and don't be scared of the consequences, you know? It's just okay. I mean, there might be consequences to your actions and that's fine, but might as well just not hate yourself and break yourself and try to change and be the best person that you can be the next time. Because that's all you can do is 1% better. All you can do is shoot for 1% better than the last time. And that's still better. You're still working towards something. And eventually over time, it will get better. Now that we've accepted ourselves and recognized what the problem is, the next thing we need to do is explore the root of the problem. You aren't just exploding emotionally on everyone, on everything, for no freaking reason. There's something under there. Whether it's big or small to you, there is something under there. I'm hoping this example will make a light bulb go off in your own head because I know a lot of people go through this as well. One of my biggest things that I did not realize was one of my biggest triggers was neglect of myself. You want to know why? Because I was neglected emotionally and mentally growing up. So now, if I neglect my own needs, I then project that onto other people. And I don't mean to. It's just like a subconscious thing. Like I get a little more irritable. I get a little more angry. I get a little more emotional. I could cry about it. I might yell about it. I might not do anything at all. I might freeze about it and like really be in my head. But all I know is if I'm not taking care of myself, and this includes me like exercising and making sure that I'm eating all my food that I should be eating because anger is an emotion. So if you're under eating, you're gonna be angry and then the self-neglect will come out. I need to make sure that I'm showering. I need to make sure that I'm talking to other people, like friends-wise, and I just need to make sure that I'm connecting with other people and just taking care of myself. And if I'm not doing those things, I subconsciously do take that out on other people, and I don't mean to, but I don't think I do so much anymore now that I'm aware of it. Like, I do know, like, hey, you should probably take care of yourself because people aren't going to like you if you don't because you're going to start being mean. But I have to take care of myself in order to be there and take care of others, and really, I'm sure you've heard that saying before of you have to take care of yourself before you take care of others. And for me, that is really, really true. The whole self-neglect and the neglect trigger comes up and then I start taking that on other people. And that is the root of the problem. The root of the problem is I was mentally and emotionally neglected growing up. And now, once I neglect myself or am in environments to where I'm neglected, it then comes out. That is the root of that problem. There's so many other problems in my life. We're not going to go into it because I don't want to see you be like, boo me, I have all these problems. But that is definitely like something I've struggled with a lot and I had to explore and get to the bottom to. And again, we're still in the early phases. We're just reflecting and gaining a lot of self-awareness right now. Not much is going to be changing, but you're going to have a better understanding of yourself in order to change. Because if you're not understanding these things, you are not going to know how to change. If I didn't know that's why I was reacting like that to other people because I was neglecting myself, I wouldn't know to take care of myself. I'd still just be waking up, rolling out of bed, and my friend texted me at 2 p.m. and I just showed up on an empty stomach. My hair's not brushed. Makeup's not done. I'm not even dressed. Whatever else I didn't do that day, I then go there and take it out on them because guess what? I wasn't aware of I'm neglecting myself. So you have to bring awareness to these things first in order to get through. I'm going to repeat this 1,000,005 times throughout this video if I haven't already. You cannot change something you are not aware of. So be aware. And you might think that you are aware, but I'm telling you, dig a little deeper. You're not just sad about what happened today. You're sad probably or mad probably about something that happened a long time ago. That is also how you can tell people's childhood traumas. See what they get angry at. See what irritates them the most. It's probably something that happened to them when they were younger and now when they're adult, when they have the same triggers, it comes out. This doesn't just apply to people with BPD. This applies to all people. It literally applies to all people. When you're a child, you're a sponge, and you take that in to your adulthood. Gain awareness of what you are going through in order to get through it so you can be a better person, and you can feel good and love your life. The next thing is going to be understanding yourself and others. Again, this is a lot of self-reflecting. It's not very fun, but it is so important. And honestly, not that I had fun doing this, but I had a lot of aha moments and a lot of breakthroughs doing these things. And it's super, super, super important to do this. So the next thing you're going to do is understand yourself and what others put you through. And I know that sounds super, super hard, but it helps you have a better understanding of self and understanding of what you do and don't want in your environment and what you need and don't need in your environment. It also helps you understand why people did the things that they did. And it's not that it gives them an excuse to doing those things, but it kind of gives you an understanding and kind of empathy towards what they went through. Like, for example, because I just said it, I was mentally and emotionally neglected growing up. I have an understanding that my parents were actually physically abused and emotionally abused and mentally abused. They were going through all those things. So in their brain, they were rationalizing what I was going through as tough love because what they went through was a lot worse and they didn't heal from it. I have an understanding of that. Does that make that okay? Not necessarily, but in my eyes, I have an understanding of they've done a lot of work to get better. I can't necessarily say that. I did not go through any degree of what my parents went through. My parents went through some. I'd be sitting here complaining sometimes. I'm like, but it's nothing compared to what my parents been through. I have an understanding of how many cycles that they broke in order for me to break the ones that I broke. And that's how I was able to maintain the relationship that I do with my parents because I have an understanding. Have we fought a lot about the things that I talked about? Yes. We had to have a breakthrough moment when I was like 21, 22. Kind of cussed my parents out. I know that wasn't respectful, but again, I'm entitled to my own story and journey and everything, and I am entitled to my own feelings. And again, like I said, I don't think it's necessarily fair that I had to break those cycles, but I do have an understanding that they broke all those cycles for me, and it kind of made me feel a little bit better about my situation, if that makes sense at all. But just trying to grasp an understanding of what you've been through and why people did what they did, and it doesn't make it right and it doesn't make it excusable, but it helps you have a better perspective of other people's and things and kind of makes you feel a little less alone in a way. And also you having an understanding of that helps you not carry on those cycles like my parents did, except they did not. Like, I'm telling you right now, they broke so many cycles. I love my parents. I don't want them to be like, Tier, you were talking crap about me. They're lovely people. My mom literally helped me build this and they're so supportive of my dream. They are lovely, supportive people. But that is my story, that is my journey, and I'm entitled to it, and I've talked to them about it. I am airing it out on social media, and they already know about it. But they broke so many cycles for me, and I'm glad that I was able to recognize that to keep that relationship, because it is hard cutting off your parents. It's very, very hard, and it's not a decision that I wanted to have to make. It is a decision that I sat there and sat on for a while, but I'm glad I didn't really have to make that decision. I get to keep them in our life, because losing a parent is super hard. And if your parents, like, suck, I mean, do get away. Don't accept them if they're really, 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 really terrible to you. But I couldn't understand how hard that could be because I personally don't want to give up my parents. I don't think anyone willingly wants to give up their parents, but there are some good calls for, you know, not having them in your life anymore. But once you understand yourself, the next thing is reconnect. Reconnect because, again, we've just done all this awareness work. And eventually, you can't just let it sit here and be like, I have all the answers now. What do? I just sit with myself and keep myself in this little bubble? No. You're going to reconnect with others, whether it's the old people in your life because you have a better understanding of what you went through, or new people in your life because you have a better understanding of what you went through and you don't want to be in those environments anymore. Both of those things are completely okay. And your journey and your life is going to be your journey in your life. It might not look like someone else's, but that doesn't mean that you're not healing or taking the steps in the right direction. You're just taking steps in your right direction. That's completely okay. And that is your path to take. That is your journey to live. And that does not mean that you're not doing the right thing. And screw anyone else that says that you are not. It is your journey, your life, your choice. You know what you're feeling. You know what you're going through. And nobody else does. So nobody can tell you how to live your life. There is no perfect script to life. There isn't one. It's just your life. Live it how you want to live it. And that's how you will be happy. But like, again, be mindful of other people. So while you're reconnecting your relationships, whatever that may look like for you, you also need to be reconnecting with yourself. You need to be exploring the world and doing things that make you happy and being in environments that make you happy. You need to be doing the practices, and I'm not like saying like a big old practice, but like maybe journaling to release some of these emotions and feelings and just reconnecting with yourself and allowing yourself to feel it and get through it. day by day, 1% better. You just need to reconnect with others, whether that's new people, old people, but also with yourself, which is the most important part in order to reconnect with other people as well. And I definitely don't want you to have this false idea that, like, once this is all over, like, your emotions will be butterflies and rainbows flying out of your asshole. Like, no, that's not what is gonna happen. I want you to have realistic expectations on what your life is going to look like once you're emotionally healed. Again, I'm not emotionally healed. I'm just kind of speaking out of my asshole, I guess. I'm getting there though. Like, I've definitely taken the steps. And if you watch my journey for a long time, I think you can see it over time. I'm doing a lot better managing. But you need to have a realistic idea of your emotions. Some days you are still gonna be sad and these emotions will come up again, but that is okay. How are you going to handle them now? And there's are going to be days where you have the best day and there is pretty much rainbows and butterflies flying out of your asshole. But not every day is going to look like that because life is contrast. Life is contrast. It is not all good and it is not all bad. It literally can't be because you can't have one without the other or everything would feel like nothing. We would be mush piles of nothingness emotion. We would feel nothing at all. So you have to understand that there is still gonna be contrast. You are still gonna have bad days. You're gonna have sad days. But just knowing that you can get through it and be okay is the most important part. You have to be realistic. There is not one person in this whole world that has been happy every single day and nothing bad happened to them. Even the healthiest, happiest person alive, they are not happy every single day. Like, that is just life and it is okay. It is okay to experience all the emotions, but when we are getting them stuck inside of our body and we're not processing them and we're not understanding them, we're not accepting them, we're running from ourselves, that's where the issues begin and these emotions last longer and then we don't even know what the emotion is anymore because we're masking it and there's so many other emotions piling on top of it and then we're just running and running and running and running. That's the issue. So it's not that the sad is the issue or mad is the issue or any of those negative emotions are the issue. It's actually part of life. We have to learn how to get through them in order to live a decent life. Because again, life is contrast. And I want you to have a realistic expectation of yourself and what life is going to look like if you are emotionally healed. You're still gonna cry sometimes. You're still gonna wanna yell sometimes. And that's just being human. Humans yell, humans cry, humans laugh. Humans do all the things. So just remember, you're still gonna do all the things, but we're trying to work towards managing better. So if you're going through this right now and you're actually doing the steps and you have like a bad day where you're crying and you feel like all the bad emotions are coming up again, if you are able to draw awareness of what's going on, if there's an underlying issue and you have an understanding of it, you actually are doing the work. It might not be comfortable. You're actually doing better at managing your emotions than you were before, because you didn't know what was going on. And I'm sure the emotion may calm down a little quicker than before because you have a better understanding. I by no means have everything figured out. And honestly, if I did, I think something would be wrong because again, I think life is just contracts. There's gonna be a curveball thrown left and right and things are gonna happen. So I don't think there's ever a point where you're gonna be like emotionally completely healed or the picture perfect person. I personally think that healing is an ongoing process through your life because new things are gonna come up and you're gonna have to heal from new things and that's completely okay. But if we can teach ourselves these skills now, it may be easier to get through the hard things because we're learning, we're trying, we're doing the thing, you know? So again, I'm by no means healed or anything, but I do hope that this helps because I know that doing this has helped me a lot and I know it sounds like sitting your emotions sounds like no fun, but it is so extremely helpful for your life. And again, what is 1 year of hard and feeling these negative emotions than to run from these emotions and you're kind of feeling them anyways, but they're actually kind of worse because you don't even know what's going on. I just want to help you guys feel better and I don't know. I just want you guys to be happy as you can be, because again, life is contrast. I just want you guys to be relatively content and okay. If you had a takeaway from this video, please let me know in the comments down below if you're watching on YouTube. I would really, really love to know if you had a light bulb moment because of me. Like, I would be like, oh. Maybe don't hype my head up like that, but you could. I would love that. I just want to know what your takeaways were from this video. And if you are listening on a podcast, maybe just stop in. Let me know your big takeaway. Or just give me a 5-star rating and be like, light bulb moment. And I'll just know that it was light bulb moment. And if you know someone who's going through something like this, make sure to share it with them. It might be helpful. Maybe they won't even watch it, but maybe it'll be helpful. You never freaking know who you can help. And that's why what I do, what I do. If I can just help one person, that's all that freaking matters because I helped somebody. So if it was helpful, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to give it a big thumbs up. Comment your big takeaways down below. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you're not missing a video every single Friday. And if you're listening on podcasts, make sure to download, make sure to give me a 5-star rating so I know that I'm talking about the right things and this is what you want to hear. And if it's not what you want to hear, somebody DM me or comment on something and be like, Tira, shut up. You make no sense. Okay? Again, I just want to thank you guys so much for following me on this journey. You don't understand how much it means to me. And honestly, I know that I'm the one talking to you, giving you advice, but like you just being here helps me just as much. I never want you to forget that this is a two-way street. I help you, you help me. This is my community and I love it here. So thank you for watching and thank you for listening. I love you guys more than anything in the whole freaking world. You guys changed my life. Because if it weren't for you, I don't know if I would have done this work. I don't know. It would be kind of embarrassing to not do the work and like to get worse. So like, I don't know, you guys inspired me in a way to get better and I don't know, do this work and then share it with you guys. So like, I want to thank you so much for that. Whether you have found me on my TikTok, on my Instagram, on my YouTube, or now my podcast, I just want you to know you listening has helped me. I'm just letting you know, thank you. Just in case you haven't watched another podcast where I've thanked you for that because you really don't understand how much you guys have changed my life. And not in like some money way, but like in an emotional, spiritual way. Like genuinely. It is so helpful. It is so helpful. And I love you guys so much. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got for you guys today. I love you guys more than anything in the whole freaking world. And I will be uploading again on Friday. So I will see you Friday or you'll be listening to me on Friday. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. And I love you guys more than anything in the whole freaking world. I love you guys.